Welcome to a new issue of Gospel Gazette Online and this 5 to 7 minute feature, A Word Between Friends. It is a blessing for us to have this medium where we can engage our minds with a few thoughts from God's precious Word. And a special thanks is due Lewis Rushmore, the editor of Gospel Gazette, for making this segment possible. As we turn to focus our attention on the things of God, in view of various statements Jesus made from time to time, we can understand that He, throughout the course of His earthly ministry, was aware of the purpose for which He had come into the world. What Jesus came to accomplish on our behalf involved God's eternal plan from even before the foundation of the world. The Father in no way concealed from His Son His intentions for Him. In a general way, we observe in reading the gospel narratives that He, in fact, came to do the will of the Father who had sent Him. Before going further, a couple of passages of New Testament Scripture reflect upon this general truth. For instance, the Hebrew writer uses a quotation of Jesus in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7, and then again a couple of verses later in verse 9, where Jesus is quoted as saying, "Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." Secondly, before Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins on the old rugged cross, he prayed to the Father, first asking if the cup he was about to drink could be removed. But with a humble spirit so characteristic of Jesus, he continued, and I quote, "Not my will, but thine be done." Luke 22 and verse 42. Looking deeper beyond the general to the more specific, the Holy Scriptures disclose the truth from heaven that the Father sent Him with the purpose of becoming the Savior of all mankind. Jesus once stated the impact that His death upon the cross would have upon humanity. Hear Jesus in His own words, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." John 12:32. John goes on to write the significance of those words of Jesus in this statement pertaining to His future death. Jesus was in fact lifted up upon the cross where He suffered, bled, and died for a world of lost sinners like me. When Jesus was a bit closer to the time of offering Himself, Caiaphas, the high priest, spoke to a council of the Pharisees and chief priests and prophesied to the effect that it was expedient that one man should die for the nation so that they should not all perish. John 11:49-52. Certainly Caiaphas failed to grasp the weight of his own words. Jesus' life of about 33 years, His ministry of 3 to 3.5 years, and His blood sacrifice was the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham that through his seed all nations of the earth would be blessed. Genesis 22 and verse 18. While not all men will avail themselves of God's gracious gift of salvation, there is yet the potential for the salvation of all lost sinners. The gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ is designed, yes, it is intended for all who will hear and act upon it through faith. It is so sad that many have been falsely taught that there is no hope for them. They've been taught that God has foreordained them to be lost in torment. Some are taught that they had no choice with respect to the gospel and salvation, and faithful Christian living, and an eternal home in heaven. But the Bible, when allowed to speak for itself, and having turned back to its normal position after having been wrested, that is, twisted, it declares that the gospel of God's grace is for all. To Jewish hearts of unbelief, Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, Luke wrote, and they said, "It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles." Acts 13 and verse 46. The problem was with their own stubborn hearts, for which they alone were responsible. While many living today are blinded to their spiritual needs and may not recognize their need for a Savior, the fact that God went to such extreme measures to provide us all with one indicates our true and desperate need, whether or not we choose to acknowledge it. Others may recognize their need for spiritual cleansing and aid, but unwittingly may turn to some philosopher or to some prominent charismatic religious leader, allowing themselves to be filled with their doctrines, rather than simply following Jesus and the teaching that He brought down from above. We must be cautious, friend, not to accept a blending of Jesus' teaching with human philosophy, doctrines, and commandments. In the words of J.M. McCaleb, "Of one the Lord has made the race, through one has come the fall. Where sin has gone, must go His grace. The gospel is for all. Say not the heathen are at home, beyond we have no call. For why should we be blessed alone? The gospel is for all. Received you freely, freely give from every land they call. Unless they hear, they cannot live. The gospel is for all. The blessed gospel is for all. The gospel is for all. Where sin has gone, must go His grace. The gospel is for all." It is my prayer that you will allow God to lead you in the paths of righteousness.